It is the fourth Wednesday of the month. I'm with Nashville Municipal Consultant Dax Norton. Hello and Happy New Year to you, and really appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, good to be here and Happy New Year, 2021.
You know, you've been with us now a full year, so we do appreciate you doing this and keeping on in 2021. I'm going to do something a little different and start the show. We have an email question from Anne, who lives in Brown County, and her email was, "Who is Dax Norton? Who is this guy? Who hired you? What is your salary? Just who are you?" So she probably started hearing about you through the show and wants to know more about you. And we can begin by saying you're not an elected official.
I'm not an elected official. I don't get paid a salary from the town. So the town contracted with my company, MS Consultants. We started a program for communities that were either in the transition of town management and didn't have one, what we're kind of waiting to see what they would do. It's really kind of a strategic direction type consulting role, which is to help elected bodies such as a town council take them through a journey of strategic direction and essentially write an administrative strategic plan so that when they do, or when they did bring on a town manager again, or for the first time ever, that they would be readily prepared to hand that person this guidebook that they created for the future movement forward of Nashville. So I do some things for the council, which is very town manager-esque, some administrative work, some policy work, some resolution work. It's that, you know, that they're not paying me benefits. My company pays benefits. So that's where this all began. And almost, I guess, 2 years later, I guess now, coming up on that, I think it's going really well.
And you have history of this area too. You're not in from Chicago or something like that.
I'm not. My father has been Southern Indiana. He's in Florida now, but was in Southern Indiana for quite some time, lived in Morgantown for a while, lived on Freeman's Ridge, Lane in Brown County. My former stepmother, she's known in Nashville and Brown County. And, you know, we used to roam the streets as kids. So my stepbrother and myself. So no, I wasn't new to the area, or I knew the area quite well.
Yeah. She also had a question about possibly selling the Brown County Music Center, kind of segues into what's been happening this past week. Now, this question came a month ago, so this is before the CARES Act allocation came into effect. Brown County, is it the town council approved that about $239,000 to help with the Brown County Music Center. Is that going to be enough to keep it up and running for a while?
So that was the county council, not the town council. Okay. So the music center is all in the jurisdiction of the county, with multiple different funding sources. Obviously, they want it self-sustainable, but the pandemic came in. And from what I've been told, yes, it seems like the banks are working with the music center now to keep it alive and afloat and sustained through this period until they can start holding live shows again. So, but that's all county government, county council funding, county council decisions at this point. Nothing to do with the town council.
Sure. In terms of from your side in Nashville, is this a good use of the CARES Act money? I guess for those who live there and are wondering, you know, how does this benefit them? Is this a good use of that money?
Well, I don't think that, from what I've been told, and I could be wrong, that actually CARES Act money didn't end up going there. I'll double check on that, Joe. I think that something was worked out that didn't have to happen, or at least not nearly that amount. I think that because the people are working with the music center, that was not necessary. So that's a question that I'm not sure about the dollar figure, or if it actually ended up completely happening that way anyway.
Well, the good news is that cases going down statewide, Brown County positivity rate is going down, still high, about 18%. How was from what you've heard, Brown County able to manage this past fall season, which is the big tourist boom for that area? Kind of looking back now, here it is in January, did it work out okay?
Well, from what we've been told, and a good indicator of this is the food and beverage tax distribution to the town, it didn't really budge much in 2020. So people were invited in. The Convention and Visitors Bureau did a very good job of educating the chamber, community foundation, town council, educating folks to come in. It seemed to go fairly well with distancing and mask use. Obviously, there was that spike for everybody, it seemed, after Thanksgiving. It seemed like it just went up starting in mid-October and just on to today. It wasn't just a Brown County thing. It was everybody got the new spike. So it seems that the fall season in Brown County, Nashua went as well as could be expected given the circumstances. And everybody kind of pitched in to make it as good as it could possibly be.
We were down there a couple months ago. A store owner said that the sales were about the same, if not better, than I guess 2019. And I know, like you just said, you've been encouraging people to head there to shop. Do you know if that level of business was the same across town?
Yeah, I think we've heard differing opinions on some people no, some people yes. Some restaurants no, some restaurants yes. So I think it just depends on, you know, maybe the product or the size of the store. If the owners opened at all, you know, didn't want to deal with possibly getting ill, which is completely understandable. But it seems that from what people have said that things went fairly well. And, the town got the CDBG money from OCRA to assist businesses with grants. And the town officials did a very good job distributing that. So did the county. County got same money, and those officials did a good job in distributing. So $500,000 was distributed to local businesses. So it seems like the effort of COAD and cooperative, you know, efforts from all the groups, really good leadership, got Brown County and Nashville through this so far. Are there pains? Yes, there are definitely people seeing some pain economically, socially, physically, and those will have to be dealt with. And people are talking about working on plans to do that now. Kind of started the movement forward type conversations.
Mm-hmm. No issues with enforcement of masks or social distancing?
There didn't seem to be a lot of it. I think there were some complaints that were given to the health department or possibly our police department, but it seemed to be fairly minimal.
You know, some new reports that really popped out at me these past couple of weeks, the Brown County Health Living community saw about 89 infected residents, 20 deaths. It's a sad reality of how it's been, though, in long-term care facilities all over. But that has to be even more for a smaller community like there in Nashville.
Yeah, it impacts heavily, right? Even one single death there, we know, you know, people know who that is, and that's a very intimate thing in a county so small and a town so small. So it all matters, and so we want to still be vigilant and do our due diligence to keep people safe and healthy. While at the same time, you know, obviously living, you know, economics is important, making money and recreating. But we want to keep our fellow citizens healthy.
I don't know if you have this information. There've been reports with jails too. Do you know the count, the COVID count or situation in the jails there? Just today, nearly half of Bartholomew County jail inmates have COVID. We're kind of following up with that, but didn't know if this was the same issue there.
No, I haven't heard anything about the jail in Brown County. Mm-hmm.
Well, much of the attention turned to vaccine. Right now it's statewide 70 and up. First responders, medical workers can sign up ourshot.in.gov, or you can call 211 to register for the vaccination. Can you give us maybe a little bit of a rundown? Have you heard of what is the procedure like there in Brown County for vaccinations?
I have not. I know that last week I talked to health department officials. It seems things are going fairly well. Haven't heard any complaints. You know, I don't know if somebody in my position would get that anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the town government would get that, but it seems that, you know, they're being given. And it doesn't seem like there's many complaints with it. So.
Yeah. Well, looking ahead now, as we begin a new year, I know you mentioned before some new commissions are starting to form. There's a lot of forward thought happening. Can you just tell us, get us up to date on the next steps there for Brown County and Nashville?
Yeah. So, you know, we're starting to talk about movement forward, looking at the comprehensive plan, updating it for the 30-year outlook, talking about, you know, a couple new commissions. Human relations is one that's been ongoing for some time. There's now a Citizens Action Committee that's been set up to talk about how does the county and the town move that idea forward, revitalizing the efforts of the Main Street group, which are well known. They're a well-known group, led well by Brenda Young and others in the community. Revitalizing that group and giving it some more energy and some the ability to get grants. So it's really kind of in the stage of strategy, I think, of we made it to 2021 and now it's time to talk about all of these ideas of, you know, growing from within, continuing to help each other, continuing to maintain the historical integrity of the community. Historic preservation may come up again, something that's important. Economic stability will come up again as potential buildings may be sold or are for sale. I know there are a couple now. So those are utility infrastructure planning that's in the works, partnerships with the state park. That's kind of where we are right now in the beginning of 2021 is really starting to dive into good policy creation for the future of Nashville. I work for the council, but there's also multiple groups talking about the future of the county and Nashville as one. So it's kind of exciting right now.
Yeah, and do I remember, was the courthouse getting an upgrade, and a commission approving a TIF area too?
RDC was in the process, yes. So the RDC is in the process of expanding the TIF, and that's a good one. That's a very important thing right now.
All right. Well, that was all I had. Was there any other announcements or things you'd like to give us an update on?
Nothing at this time. I was trying to find for you where the vaccinations were going to be held for. It looks like the health department is the place to go.
Oh, okay.
And if anybody has any questions, I'd call the Brown County Health Department.
Okay. All right.
No, thanks for having me, and it's good to see you in a new year.
Yeah, same here. And we'll hopefully meet again in February.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much.